Stratus.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
With your host.
And I already mentioned this, but I think we should have come up with a cool tag team name by now, but you've been turning a lot of things down. You've been turning down a lot of things. You turned down Sambros.
I've been open to everything.
You turned down Ska Madness. Yeah, I know you said you like the Beef Eaters. I told you I don't drink gin, all right?
Yeah, first of all, you already know our team name tonight is the Rough Riders.
Well, the Rough Riders doesn't work. It doesn't. It's too sexual.
You're such a dork.
Take your stupid hat off and let's go beat these guys, all right?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Rich of our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's getting hot in her.
So everybody get naked?
They just said that, so yes. It's getting hot in her.
Lord, I remember when this song came out. It's been forever since I've heard it. Forever. I remember it was like huge in, what, 2003?
Was it only 2003?
I swear to...
Hot in her.
Because I remember being at a summer camp and somebody like played this every day. I was a counselor for like 2 months. And somebody played this song, like, every day. Because, you know, that's so appropriate for children.
It's getting hot. 2002.
It was either that or the thong song.
Which is funny. I did have the thought process earlier to play the thong song as the opening of the show.
2002,
yeah.
April 16, 2002.
Was like, do I play the thong song? Nah, we'll go safer. We'll go tamer. We'll go with Nelly's hot and her.
And everybody getting naked. Whatever happened to Nelly? He just, like, drop off the face of the planet?
What happened to Nelly? All I remember is Jimmy Fallon's hot and her at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Mocking
him. Hot and her. With the bandaid on his cheek. Hot and her. That's all I remember. Nelly. That's a good question. Nelly. What is Nelly up to right now?
Apparently he's in a TV series, Nellyville, and he has an upcoming album.
He has a reality show called Nellyville.
I'm a little scared.
Nellyville. Really? Alright. Nellyville.
I may have to watch this.
It's been on for 2 seasons, apparently. 18 episodes on BET Network.
May have to watch this.
Lindsay has to Google because the producer is trying to get everything to work properly. By the way, you can join us interactively at Wild Talk Radio, at GirlWork.net, at Rack Radio Show, or get us on Twitter at Lindsay Ward, LMSWARD, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. Basketball's going on in the background. Golden State is up 49-41.
Is this the final?
The start of the NBA Finals, game one.
Game one? Okay. Don't really follow it because I don't have a dog in the race, so.
These games matter.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
Neither do I, because, you know, the Sixers are such a great, great, great team.
It's a rebuilding year.
Years. Plural.
Years.
We've been tanking for a while. So, hey, we get the number one pick in the draft in a few weeks. So, yay for number one picks.
Yay.
Because tanking works. Trust the process.
Believe in the process.
No, the phrase is trust the process. It was a thing for a while. You just gotta trust the process. Trust.
But I don't want to trust the process.
Not a lot of people didn't want to trust the process either, but we've been forced to trust the process.
You were made to be sheep and trust the process?
Don't be calling us sheep.
Bah.
Anyway, where were
we? As we sit here and stall for Rock to get stuff working.
No, let's go, because it's not going to work, so we're just going to go and go forward and all the like.
All right, well, we have a big show planned for you tonight. We have news, we have notes, we have NXT TakeOver the End, boom, 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 boom. And of course we're talking NXT Tweet of the Week and everything else that we do. So I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And well, we just have a bunch of real quick news and notes this year. Yay!
This year?
Or this show? I'm not paying attention at all. There were geese. They were flying. It's cool. Anyway.
Ooh, shiny thing. Ooh, pretty.
Squirrel! So, I think we have to talk about the biggest news of this week.
What's the biggest news of this week?
Something hatched.
Oh, something did hatch. That is right. Something has hatched. Indeed. Finally, we know what the hell it was.
Yes, everybody was speculating what it could be, from the gobbledygooker all the way to Sister Abigail. If you lived under a rock, WWE was putting out mysterious tweets with a picture of a door with the hashtag hatch. People were, you know, thinking it could be Bray Wyatt. And like I said, gobbledygooker and everything in between. Nobody was really sure what it was. They teased it for about 2 weeks.
Week and a half, something like that.
And, well, Monday night, it hatched in the form of a Goldberg. No, not Matt Goldberg, sadly, and not Goldberg's Bagels.
Or Whoopi Goldberg.
That's right. The man with the streak who spits fire and chews glass. And has a very familiar stomping sound, is coming to WWE 2K17.
The man known as Goldberg.
To which I immediately asked, so wait, we got screwed out of Ryback versus Goldberg, winner gets the gimmick?
Oh, nuts.
Damn it.
What a crying shame that is.
I actually would have watched that just for the irony of it. I would have actually enjoyed that just for a feud over the gimmick.
So Bill Goldberg, coming off the heels of WWE 2K16, which earned critical press and fan acclaim, including an 8 out of 10, 8.8 out of 10 from IGN, WWE 2K17 arrives as the reigning and defending flagship WWE video game franchise champion with stunning graphics, ultra-authentic gameplay, and a massive roster of WWE and NXT popular superstars and legends available in October 2016 will be WWE 2K17, and legendary WCW and WWE star Bill Goldberg arrives in WWE 2K17 to spear and jackhammer the competition. His unprecedented 173-0 win streak in WCW from 1997 to 1998 made an enormous impact with fans and spawned the catchphrase, "Who's next?" Goldberg collected top titles in both companies, including WCW World Heavyweight Championship, WWE World Heavyweight Championship, WCW United States Championships, and WCW World Tag Team titles, alongside WWE Hall of Famer Bret Hart. His final appearance in the WWE ring against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 20, more than 12 years ago. If you pre-order WWE 2K17, you get the playable WCW Goldberg with black tights, the playable WWE Goldberg with black and white shorts, and two playable arenas, WCW Monday Nitro and Halloween Havoc.
Ooh.
All the fancy stuff.
Yeah, I know there's kind of been like a mixed response to this. Some people are really excited. Other people are really disappointed because I think a lot of people actually did want it to be Sister Abigail. I saw a lot of people talking about that online where they thought Bray Wyatt was coming back because somebody's a troll. And...
Oh, you're blaming me?
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying you're a troll. And because all Monday, all he does is tweet Bray Wyatt quotes and tease Bray Wyatt. And who doesn't show up?
Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt. Hey, I really thought he would show up Monday.
Yeah, well, he's not showing up till next week, so, you know.
Which we'll get to in a second.
So, but yeah, I think a lot of people were actually kind of disappointed about this. And I wasn't terribly surprised. I figured it had something to do with the video game because it's about that time where they start releasing stuff about the game and they have to announce who's going to be kind of the big name for it, which means we'll get the cover here soon and everybody can be grossly disappointed by whomever is on the cover. Money's on Roman Reigns. Just saying.
Oh, probably.
Which means he can get booed in video game stores now because people are jerks. But yeah, so WWE Hatch, kind of a disappointment. Kind of cool.
Yes and no. It's good. Alright. I'm not overly excited for the Goldberg as a character. I mean, we've seen it, but he's been in the game before. So it's not like it's something totally new, but this time it's all, he'll be fully scanned, and it's a new system, yada yada yada, and everything like that. So it should be okay to have him in there.
Well, here's the thing. It's the start of mending fences with Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something that we see Goldberg come back into the product and work in the WWE product somehow. We could see him get inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's when they put you in the game, that's the start of a fence being mended.
Yeah, that's where I was going to be heading as I'm... By the way, before, I'm just going to break in right now. If you're in the chat room or listening live and you usually listen to the video player, and the video player is now working because we're back on Twitch.
How do we get back on Twitch?
Because we're back on Twitch because StreamUp was not working.
Oh, so we have the technology screen now?
Technology screen is working because we're back on Twitch for the night.
I thought they kicked us off.
For 24 hours.
Okay. Hi! We're back!
I wanted a video component to this show, so we're back on Twitch.
Woohoo!
Anyway, so, yeah, it is the start of mending fences. You look at Ultimate Warrior. You look at Sting coming in. Brock Lesnar. That was a big one. He was not doing anything, and then he came back a year later, so it's sort of like, okay, what happens here? What happens there? Okay. People sort of mend fences. Could this be a sign of Goldberg coming back to WWE in the WWE Hall of Fame? It's quite possible. I know there are people who have always wanted him in there. He even said he has like 50 matches left in him. It's like, yeah, Goldberg has 50 matches left in him for the simple fact of his matches in his WCW career lasted 5 seconds. Oh.
But here's the thing, you could use him to put people over. You could get a Bill Goldberg one-time-only returns-to-the-ring WrestleMania match out of him.
Oh, you could.
And get your money off of that. He goes into the Hall of Fame, he gets his money, Vince gets his money, everybody wins.
Oh, it's definitely possible. The big idea behind him coming back, in video game form at least, and maybe possibly to the ring, is because his son never got to see him wrestle. And as we saw this past year with Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, he wanted to come back so his sons could see him wrestle. And this is what Goldberg wants to do. He wants his son to see him wrestle at least one time. So, it could happen.
Hey,
it could happen.
If that's the motivation, I'm in.
Yeah, and that's the motivation. So, for all the negative about Goldberg, it's like, alright, that's the motivation? Fine, that's cool. I'm cool with it. One time only? I'm okay.
Although, Shane, you're a cruel, cruel bastard for making your son sit through Hell in a Cell. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's all you're gonna say about that one?
That's all I'm gonna say about that one. But speaking of cruel bastards and trolls, as I said earlier, it has leaked that Bray Wyatt is rumored to return, finally, next week on Monday Night Raw, ending his for never-ending hiatus. I know it's been so long, 6 weeks. You have no idea when you're a fangirl how long that can be. Ask the Seth Rollins fangirls.
They had they had it much harder than you did.
Yeah, they did. They had it much harder, but they got an awesome special about Seth Rollins, which we'll be talking about here in a minute. But yeah, so after rehabbing a upper calf injury, Bray Wyatt is expected to be back. This is good news, as he is coming back before Money in the Bank. There's speculation that he might be going into that match, or they could have something special planned for him, and he could be entering into a feud right out of the gate. Because as we know, there is that one spot left in Money in the Bank.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
That changes on a daily basis.
Put Bray in the match, give him the briefcase.
That'd be okay with me.
I want to see him screw with Roman.
Wait, what do you just want to see? Anyway.
Screw with.
Oh, screw with. Okay, alright.
Not screw.
Gotcha.
Roman Reigns doesn't go that way, unless it's fan fiction. Just saying.
You may want to move along on that one.
Yeah, moving along, moving on. Speaking of fan fictions, Seth Rollins. Another man who doesn't go that way, unless it's fan fiction. Seth Rollins made his triumphant return at Extreme Rules. Oh, Lord Jesus, I need help.
Oh, God. Go on.
He made his triumphant return at Extreme Rules. Stop laughing. And he came out, he turned heel, it was fantastic, and WWE put out an equally fantastic WWE 24 special documenting Seth Rollins' injury and his rehab process and everything he went through to get better.
Everything that would make him a total babyface with the audience.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, and then they turned him heel.
And then they play the documentary, yeah.
And then they play the documentary, yeah, it was fantastic. I have to say, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought it was extremely well done. You can see how driven Rollins really is and how dedicated to this he is. Like, this is what he wants to do. This is where he wants to be, and he puts his whole heart and his whole soul into what he does.
Oh, yes, he does. He puts his heart and soul, and there's moments in this documentary where you see how disappointed he was. And the one spot was where he's building to WrestleMania. And the disappointment in him that he was not a part of WrestleMania.
Yeah, that kind of broke your heart a little bit.
You felt really bad for him.
Because you could see him sitting there, and there's a point where Roman wins the title, and you just see the look on his face. And of course, it's all edited to make you feel bad for him, but you can just see kind of the disappointment and the heartbreak, and you can tell he's going, that should be me.
It was supposed to be him and Hunter.
It was supposed to be him and Hunter, and that didn't happen because he got hurt. So he's just sitting there knowing that should be me. That's my spot that he's in right now. So and you can just tell it meant everything to him to be there, and he wasn't there. And he had to wait an additional 2 months after Mania before he could come back. Part of that was filming a movie, which they don't discuss, but he did have to complete the healing process before he could return. It's a very, very, very good documentary if you have about an hour to watch it or even listen to it. I will say I did feel bad for him just because it seems like he's very alone.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just feel he's totally alone in some facets.
And I mean, cause it's like you look at his house and he's got a very nice house, but it's very empty. Mm-hmm. You can tell it's a bachelor's pad, that he really hasn't had anybody to decorate it, or that, you know, the person that did decorate it moved out and she took all the stuff with her. Although I did like that he has pictures of the Shield on the wall. I think that is hilarious. On his wall, in his living room, there's a picture of the Shield. Seth, you sentimental fool, you. But yeah, if you have an hour, definitely worth the watch.
Most definitely.
Speaking of worth the watch, Netflix has ordered 10 episodes of a wrestling-based series entitled Glow.
Yeah, about the old professional wrestling series, Glow. They're doing a whole series documenting the past of Glow, so it should be a fun little thing. But going back to the Seth Rollins thing really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Him surprising Vince McMahon at NXT was great.
Oh, that was hilarious.
The shock on Vince's face was great. Cena and Cesaro were big helps for him along the way. And there's one moment after Seth Rollins made his return, Vince is like, that's what you've been missing. And he's like, no, that's what you've been missing. Vince is like, that's true. Ha 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 ha. You got that right, pal.
It's adorable.
It's great. But you feel really bad for Seth Rollins at different points in it. But you get a whole history of him. You saw him fighting AJ Styles years and years ago. And to see where they are now, which is awesome. So yeah, go check it out, as she mentioned.
Yeah. It's definitely worth the watch. Also on Netflix is the Jake the Snake documentary, another fantastic documentary that details Jake's addiction. We interviewed DDP about it, cheap plug, a while ago. So if you have a chance, definitely go watch it. It's so well done. It's amazing. It's an extremely uplifting story where it details the ups and downs of addiction and how hard it can be to break.
Yes.
But it shows Jake's triumph over his addiction. So it's definitely, definitely worth watching.
Yeah, so it's available now on UK and US Netflix.
Yes. Other things that you can watch, because, well, we're giving watching recommendations tonight. Because that's really all the news. Swerved comes out this Monday, season 2. The entire season comes out, so get your popcorn, get your beer, get whatever it is you want to sit down and cuddle up with and watch, and you can just binge watch it.
First ever binge watch series on the WWE Network for you to watch, so go check that out. Vince McMahon is part of it for one episode, which is, I find, hysterical. I like some of Swerved. I didn't watch all of the first season. May have to actually go watch some more of it, but yeah, it should be fun, and this time it doesn't seem like they're pulling pranks on each other as much, rather than now they're pulling pranks on innocent victims.
Yeah, it seems like they've had a change in the show a little bit, where they've taken it less off the wrestlers pranking each other, and more on wrestlers pranking the fans, so that could be more fun and more interesting.
I would agree with you there. I'm actually looking forward to see how they've changed it up this go-around, because they seem to have some fun with it. From all accounts.
Yes. And speaking of changing things up, WWE also announced that the Marine 5, starring The Miz and Maryse, will be coming out. But wait! There's more, because true to their word, also starring in the film, are the Social Outcasts. Yes, they found a movie, y'all. Naomi and who else?
Naomi and the Social Outcasts. Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, and Heath Slater.
I can't. Bo Dallas better be the comic relief or something, because if they have him, like, as a soldier, touting a gun, I'm just, no. No, that child is just too sweet and pure to just, no, no. I'm gonna be like, Bo, honey, you need to put that down now before you hurt yourself. Go find your brother.
Yeah, so there you go. I want to see the movie. Bo Dallas, amazing. That's all we gotta say.
That's all I gotta say. Speaking of amazing, because we have to talk about it, the trailer for the new Scooby-Doo movie dropped this past week. Do we have audio?
We're pulling up the audio right now.
Because we have to play this for y'all, and if you have a technology screen, are you going to play video as well?
No, we're just playing audio.
We're just playing audio? Okay, well, if you want to go see the video, you can look it up on YouTube. It is out on YouTube, but yeah, we're going to just play the audio for everybody just as soon as Rock's ready. Are you ready?
It's thinking. I hit the play button. It's advertisement first.
Yay, ads! Woohoo! So, but yeah.
It's Scooby-Doo and WWE Curse of the Speed Demon. It's available starring Triple H, Paige, Sheamus, Los Matadors, and, of course, The Undertaker. Available on August 9th. On Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD.
We should probably go ahead and let everybody know The Undertaker is, like, the star of the movie.
And here we go.
Never backs down.
An all-new Scooby-Doo original movie starring the WWE superstars The Undertaker, Triple H and Stephanie, Mr. McMahon, Paige and the Miz, Goldust, Stardust, and Sheamus, Bella! Kofi Kingston, Lana and Rusev, and Los Matadores.
Olé! This is awesome!
Yeah!
Welcome to the Muscle Moto X Off-Road Challenge.
We
Ladies and gentlemen, a new car has appeared.
The curse of Inferno is upon you.
Can we go someplace, like, less fighting?
And more foodie?
Mr. McMahon!
I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of that demon driver. Will you help me?
Please don't say it.
You can count on us, Mr. McMahon.
He said it.
Let's join forces and win this race. I will use my share of the prize money to create the Undertaker's Puppet Jubilee. I like puppets.
Can the Scubinator out-wrestle the Speed Demon?
You will both pay.
Or will the demon toss our heroes out of the ring?
Time for a new plan.
Is it go somewhere and hide?
That could work.
Scooby-Doo and WWE Curse of the Speed Demon. Look for it on digital HD, DVD, and Blu-ray.
The only time we stop is when the mystery is solved.
Or we run away.
The Undertaker's Puppet Jubilee.
He likes puppets.
I can't. I just can't with this. And that's legit Taker.
Taker.
That's Taker.
It's all Taker.
It's not a voice. That's not a guy playing Taker. Oh, no. That's the real Taker. And they got him to say, I like puppets.
I like puppets.
I can't with this. I can't. I need to see this. I'm going to die laughing. I'm not going to be able to breathe for like 20 minutes, but it's okay because it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
And side note, Inferno looks a lot like Kane.
Conveniently.
Like a toasty, corpsey White Walker kind of version of Kane, but Kane.
Kane, yeah.
Basically what Kane probably actually should have. Anyway.
Anyway, it's available August 9th on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. I'm going to look forward to it and we'll probably do a review of it in some fashion.
Speaking of reviews, we need to talk about our other show. The one that we've hit the fifth episode, and we don't know if there's any more. Please let there be more. Camp WWE.
First off, Vince McMahon has an alarm clock in this episode.
It's Fandango.
It's Fandango.
Doot, doot. Doot.
She gets so much joy out of that.
And he's going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning going, God damn it.
Yeah. Curse her name. Leave her nasty messages on Skype. And all the same. Alright, so Vince has the alarm clock. That's Fandango. That episode is about Austin playing pranks on Vince McMahon, including scorpions in his coffee, a real-life bear. He screwed with Vince's hot tub, tried to take him out with a log as he got out of bed, and then sprays him with beer.
A classic.
A classic Steve Austin move. So that's 5 straight days of pranks on Vince McMahon, which ends up Vince McMahon quitting.
Oh, no!
What will Steve Austin do? So, because of this, Stephanie is now in charge. Because Vince McMahon wants to become an astronaut. So that's what Vince McMahon goes to do. He becomes an astronaut. As he's trying to become an astronaut, the campers are like, what are we going to do about Austin? Seeing he's upset. Stephanie says there's a new sheriff in town. It's her. And Triple H wanted a promotion. She didn't give him one. And Stephanie's way to deal with Austin, just ignore him. Apparently, Austin also tie-dyed the Undertaker's shirt.
Of course he did.
So the campers all ignore Steve Austin, including when he was humping John Cena's head. Because that was a thing. Stephanie claims victory, and then Triple H was trying to cop a feel. Then Austin realizes he misses Vince McMahon, so he goes and finds Vince McMahon. And as he goes to find him, pictures like starts following him, screaming, "I'm still ignoring you!" And then Vince McMahon is enjoying his time in NASA. He has a new friend called Lester, a little kid, new family.
He has a new family, a wife,
he finally
a girlfriend, and a kid.
He found true happiness.
And a corgi.
a corgi. So Austin's stalking him out, and then Austin finally eventually confesses he misses Vince, and he needs him back at Camp WWE.
No, we need to talk about how he breaks Vince and the girlfriend up.
All right, go for it.
Because, well, Austin tells the girlfriend Vince is in an all-child fight club.
That was my next note, yeah. All-child fight club.
Which, the girlfriend or wife or whatever she's supposed to be goes, it's not even that you're in an all-child fight club. We've all been there. It's like, what?
Right? But, you know.
And then he goes, wait a minute. You were in an all-child fight club? And she goes, first rule of fight club, you don't talk about an all-child fight club.
Exactly.
Like, oh my god. And she kicks him out for that.
Kicks him out for that. So they have to come home, and they're waiting for the bus, and the bus that pulls up, it's Lex Express with Lex Luger as the bus driver. I popped for that. And so this whole thing between Austin and Vince was over Vince McMahon wanting to re-carpet Austin's cabin, because every time he just pisses all over it whenever Vince tries to do it.
Yeah, I love Austin. He's like, wait a minute, this was all a damn work?
Yep, pretty much. And then the Lex Express blew up because of a penny.
That Vince threw off the moon. Mm-hmm. That somehow did not dissipate when it re-entered the atmosphere.
Nope.
Because cartoons.
Cartoons. So that's it. So now we go to break. You've been listening to the
record. No.
What? What am I missing?
No, because there was another side to Camp WWE, the one that I severely regretted watching at work. Why?
Why, you say?
Tours! Bray Wyatt. That's right. Episode 5 is the Wyatt-centric episode in which back at Camp WWE, there's going to be a dance. And everybody's super excited except for the Bellas. Because, well, they know every year who ruins the dance? Bray Wyatt.
So it's not just any dance. It's the night of 1,000 dances.
With Vince in a disco suit.
Yeah. So he ruins the dance every year with his cultness.
Apparently he smells horrible. He has a trouser rat.
He has a trouser rat. Bray's not... Go ahead.
He keeps a possum under his hat.
He knows. He does. Bray is not afraid of war. He created war. Horse taint.
Yes, he smells like a mixture of horse taint and grandma's vinegar.
Yeah.
That's what he smells like. Mm-hmm.
Then Paige dares Nikki to ask Bray to the dance. And this is the first appearance of the chair. Because if it's Bray Wyatt, the chair is always there.
And he had followers. We had Luke and Eric, both in sheep masks.
Mm-hmm. So Bray agrees to the date. We learn that Bray Wyatt is addicted to eating sponges. Nikki was playing with his hair.
She was pulling spiders out of it.
Mm-hmm. Bray has rats in his pants and fleas in his eyes.
With just a touch of hazel.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the good news? The earth is rotting below your feet. Nikki asks if he has something nice to wear. What does he wear? The apron.
I lost it. I had to pause it and get up and walk away. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Because, you know, Bray Wyatt goes formal with the apron.
It's his formal wear, man.
I know.
He had to get all dressed up for her.
So they were out somewhere in the camp. And Bray has his book. What is this book? It's a book of poems. Racist poems.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt reads a little racist poetry. Yeah, he's trying to find an appropriate poem for Nikki, and the whole time he's like, oh, this is going, oh, that's racist. That's racist, too. That's really racist.
Mm-hmm. So Nikki and the girls are talking, and eventually says Bray smells. Bray overhears it and tells them the girls will pay. And the spider walks on out of there.
I love the spider walk.
So we get to the dance. Taker's formal wear is the purple tie getup. Because, you know, Taker.
And he couldn't just get it to tie right.
No, he couldn't.
Said a noose was easier. I love that sassy little child so much.
Yeah. But, you know, Nikki was then searching for Bray Wyatt. Because, you know, she wanted him to be there. We learned some things. Nikki goes to the dance and Paige and Bray take her in cages. Everyone is in sheet mask. We learned that Bray Wyatt is getting his real estate license.
Go Bray!
Which is just funny, because Nikki's actually got her real estate license. And Nikki eventually apologized to Bray. Bray accepts the apology. And then they dance.
Okay, I just have to say that the writing for Bray Wyatt, whoever did it...
Spot on.
Spot on. Somebody watched tapes of Bray Wyatt. Or somebody is a fan of Bray Wyatt, because they know how to write that man.
Yeah.
They got it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Just spot on. Very well done. I lost it at the apron. I loved it. I had no idea, because in the preview, it was all about Austin and Vince. They never mentioned Bray, and it's like I'm sitting there, and I'm at work, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I have a break in the mornings between when I get the first initial stuff done and when the next wave of stuff comes through, so it's like, and it's only 20 minutes long, so it's like, oh, you know, I'll pull it up, and I'll just listen to it, because, you know, it's a network, and I can listen to it on my phone, and I can do other stuff while I'm listening. I don't really have to watch it. Dude. I regretted my life decisions because in, like, the first 2 minutes, Bray Wyatt shows up, and it's just Wyatt-centric, and I was like, man. But yeah, this was an awesome episode of Camp WWE, one of my favorites for all the obvious reasons.
Yeah, and it was one of the better-written ones, too. Coming off the awkward one from last week,
yeah.
Number five was a lot better.
That is the first 5 episodes as promised of Camp WWE. Nobody is sure if there are any additional ones. There's speculation from Rock and I that there probably are because we haven't seen Quad H yet. And we know Hunter's in it. We also know that the Ultimate Warrior's in it. We have not seen him yet. So there could be an upwards of 10 episodes, I would bet, probably a full season, but they only released the first 5 just to, you know,
get it out
test
there.
The waters.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see when the remaining episodes, if they do exist, become available.
Because they put it out on those commercials that, you know, where they list things coming on that are on the network, and they keep showing Camp WWE, so it's like, okay, there's more coming.
There's more coming. And if not, go beg Seth Green and Aaron Blitzstein to make more. I know I will.
We will start a petition.
We will start a petition. Give me more Sassy Taker! I need more Sassy Taker in my life.
You need Sassy Taker and Bray Wyatt to interact now on Camp WWE.
Yeah, I kind of need that. By the way, side note, when Taker's in the cage, he's sitting there laughing, going, best night of my life.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Only Taker would enjoy that.
Only Taker would.
But I say we take our first break of the evening. So when we come back, we're going to be talking all things NXT in terms of the go-home for TakeOver. And then, of course, we will be talking TakeOver a little later in the show, along with Tweet of the Week. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck. All night long. Let me see that thong, baby. That thong, 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 thong. I like it when the beat goes. Baby, make your booty go.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a shout-out to the folks over listening to us at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, and RackRadioShow.com. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're just turning on the show, you missed all the wonderful technical issues at the top. Yay, technical issues and our new segment, along with the Camp WWE recap. How could you miss that? But you're just in time for NXT.
And it comes out with the Revival coming to the ring to start off the show. They say a Taker, they will win back their tag team titles. They have enough decency to admit that they are, that, you know, Mark and Alpha are good amateur wrestlers, but we hit harder. They were then interrupted by Ciampa and Gargano. They say their time is up in NXT and that the Revival can't beat American Alpha or even them. Revival called Ciampa and Gargano good hands. They tell him to go back to bingo halls and let the top guys handle top guy business. They bring up that they came up short at NXT TakeOver Dallas, then bring up, come back to them when they actually do something. Revival then leave. Gargano and Ciampa sort of talk them back into the ring, and they take them out, and it sets up tonight's NXT main event. Good openings promo.
I actually really enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of smack talking going back and forth, which was nice. Nice little interaction there.
It was, and it's been like the setup for how NXT has been the last few weeks, where we get something to start the show that ends the show. It always leads to something, which I like. Nakamura is backstage, talks about his upcoming match with Austin Aries, says Aries will bow down to the king. A strong style.
I love Nakamura. Simple, straightforward, to the point.
Exactly. We had Murphy, formerly of Blake and Murphy fame, which means he got his name back. He's now Buddy Murphy. And he took on Ty Perfect 10 Dillinger, a.k.a. Stan. Do you know why he's Stan, people? Because he was kicked.
In the face. By Shawn Michaels. To which Shawn replied, see? I just kicked Stan. So nobody knows what we're talking about.
No. But, yeah, go back. Remember, he kicks Dan. So, solid back and forth matchup between the two. Murphy would mock Ty's at different points with the 10-10. But he had the fireman's counter into the knee for the win. Your winner is Stan, a.k.a. the perfect 10, Ty Dillinger.
This was actually a really, really nice match.
Yeah, it was a solid match between the two teams.
I enjoyed this.
The two guys, rather. We had the sit-down with Samoa Joe and Finn Balor. This was overall really, really strong, really intense. They told a good story with the history of how, you know, lost the title before the title with the Dusty Classic, their history beforehand. This was all overall really, really good. Too much to recap.
I want to know which breakup is more bitter, Kevin and Sammy or Finn and Joe?
Kevin.
It's just the bitterness in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, how they're going to be in a cage, and Joe's been in a cage, Finn's never been in a cage, but he also was never in a ladder match before NXT, so, and they brought up the pet, you know, saving it for WrestleMania and stuff, but this is the present, no talk about the future, this is now, the NXT title is now. There was a lot of distrust between the two.
Yeah, there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of curt words. They, at the end, they got up in each other's faces. Corey Graves looked like he felt very awkward half the time because he's trying to just conduct the interview, and the two of them are just like, nee, 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 back and forth. I mean, that's literally what it was. They sounded like an old married couple that just did not get along anymore. It was great.
We then had the Drifter Elias Sampson taking on Austin Aries.
This was actually a fun little match.
Yeah, it was a good little match. Aries was in control for a little while. Drifter would cut him off, hammer him with hard shots, but Aries would make his comeback and make Sampson tap out to the last chancery. Good little match.
Good little match, and then Austin got on the mic, and he basically told Shinsuke, you have a snowball's chance in hell of beating me, that the title will be mine.
Well, there's no title.
Eventually.
He says he will prove that he is the greatest and the spot put the spotlight on him. We then had Ciampa and Gargano versus the Revival. Hard-hitting match between the two teams. It was a really good, really good match. Close near falls in the end. Superplex. Gargano with a small package for the win. So Gargano and Ciampa beat the number one contenders.
I like that. I like that they beat the number one contenders. The Revival were not happy about it. They beat up Gargano and Ciampa afterwards. American Alpha came out to make the save, but they were beat down as well.
So,
to a point,
but no, they ended taking out the Revival and standing tall at the end of that.
So, very, very, very solid match. Enjoyed it a lot. Good promo afterwards, too.
Yeah. We then had the contract signing between Asuka and Nia Jax. Regal was hyping up Asuka. Nia cut him off, wondered why people are scared of Asuka. Nia says she may have beaten Bayley, but she, Nia, broke Bayley, the heart and soul of NXT. Nia says she isn't scared. She is the future. Asuka says Nia talks too much. Says if you aren't scared of me, you should be. They get face to face, and they start to fight, and it ends with Nia powerbombing Asuka. Interesting. Interesting ending. I like that.
I like the ending. I like that the girls were the ending.
Mm-hmm. Made the match feel very important on next Wednesday.
Yeah. Made it feel huge. I like that they closed the show with this. You know, Nia, all I gotta say is, why you gotta do me like that? Why? I mean, you know, we have to the talk about Bayley. We have to have that talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how Asuka did cut a promo. She kept very short, very sweet, very simple. Very intense. I liked the beatdown. I liked how they did this whole thing. Because, again, the match feels important. It feels big.
And you look at this entire episode, and we're going to break down TakeOver after the next break. Everything on this show was focused around TakeOver. Even Ty Dillinger, because he's going to be in the ring against the new guy, who was LaSamba. LaSambro? Yeah. I forget what his name is. I'll look it up here in a minute. I think I wrote it down.
You wrote it down.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute. But
Andre Cien Almas.
Yeah, him. Because I'm going to screw it up every time I try to pronounce it. So every time I want to pronounce it, she'll pronounce it.
And I'm sure I'm not even saying it right, so I apologize if I'm butchering your name.
We'll actually have to hear it once, and then I'll learn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so everything had a focus. It was a simple crew. You weren't focusing on 10 different things. You focused on the five matches. It was good. And we'll talk all about them when we come back from break.
Yeah, so when we come back, we are going to be talking all things TakeOver, and we have Tweet of the Week, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a dick bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam
style. Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. If you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com. Hello! Thank you so much for joining us, tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're just tuning in the show, you missed our NXT recap and our news recap, and now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, Tyler Breeze and Fandango have been talking smack to Goldust and R-Truth. Tyler Breeze put out a picture of Goldust in his retro classic bondage gear, and of R-Truth back when he was, well, not the R-Truth we know today. And, well, R-Truth replied to it by saying, oh, it's like that. You gonna post me in my crisscross back in the day pic for the world to see? To which Tyler Breeze replies, maybe you guys would work better as a team if you got rowdy. Hashtag two real G's.
So, can I chime in?
Mm-hmm.
It started with Goldust posting a picture of Tyler Breeze going, hey, look what I found. And then Tyler posted those two pictures with, remember when Truth got beat up by a NASCAR driver? And who's this other guy? That's how that started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking those two off my list.
Stephen Amell, my wife hates soda so much. To which Ty Dillinger replied, how does she feel about pop? And in English, wait, I've seen this before and you still hate me, which makes me hate you. And Tyler Breeze replies, I'm glad you're hiding your face in your profile pic. Lance Storm, just go with a lot of pictures of you and very few pictures of Zack Ryder. It will look great. This was in response to Emma. And Zack Ryder replies, are you serious, bro? Oh, wait. Look who I'm asking.
Always serious.
Always serious.
He's always serious for a minute.
Lance Storm was taking selfies with Chelsea. And, well, he said, my selfie game is pretty weak. Tyler Breeze, easy on the selfies, guys. Kind of my thing. Luke Harper, the Silver Knight rides again. Let me explain that one. Never mind.
Disappointed. I was supposed to get a tweet at 9:25 and never got the tweet at 9:25.
He tweeted twice in 2 days.
But you said specifically a time when he would tweet for the answer. There was nothing.
He was early.
No, he came late. He came late.
Was it more than 15 minutes?
I hate you so much.
WWE tweeted, Nia Jax already broke Bayley. Is the WWE NXT Women's Champion Asuka next? And Bayley replied, I know you're still a little new to the scene, Nia Jax, but it's going to take a lot more than that to break me. Go, Bayley. Get you some. Sasha Banks tweeted out a picture of her holding up a Finn Balor mask going, hashtag legit demon, and she tagged Balor in it, to which Balor replied with hard eyes. And Sasha goes, hi, Bayley.
I heart those two.
And Bayley replied, oh, hey there. And it's a picture of her and I think Sasha's boyfriend and Shinsuke Nakamura. And Sasha has shock faces followed by a unhappy face. And that's Tweet of the Week for me.
That's fabulous. No, that's not her boyfriend. That's the NXT ref.
Okay.
It's the NXT ref. Mikazi is her boyfriend from Up Up Down Down.
Oh, okay.
He's the costume designer. Lisa Marie Varon, former guest of this show. Good gracious, I haven't slept yet. Ugh. I even turned the TV off. Help! Sharkboy replied, try downloading some real disco matches. Usually knocks me right out. Serious for a minute. Storm Live tweets, Breezango, brought to you by the creators of PCB, END, Misho, and Jericho, hashtag Raw, Mauro Ranallo, in regards to the AJ Styles John Cena segment on Raw, that's called making an impact.
Oh my God, Mauro.
JJ Williams, if ADR can't get the luxurious cars back, Can he have at least, can he at least have Paige drop him off in an Uber while still holding a red cup? A red party cup, rather? Not Dave Meltzer. TNA is offering a VIP package for Slammiversary 2016. For $129, you can be backstage when TNA Dixie tells the talent they aren't getting paid. The Maury Show. Hashtag bad summer camp names. Camp Maury offers hiking, arts and crafts, sexy decoys, lie detector, and DNA tests. Hashtag summer. And that's from the legit Maury Show Twitter account.
Nice.
Finn Balor showing off a picture of his muddy ass. This is how I feel about Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe replying, fine with me, as long as you're still covered in mud. We stay golden over here. That's Tweet a Week. You had more than me.
How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. I mean, you should never have more than me. God. Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week.
That's Tweet of the Week. So now, we're going to jump all in to NXT TakeOver, which is a week from today.
Yesterday.
Whatever.
6 days from today.
6 days from today. I forget. I watched NXT today, so that's what discombobulated me.
Right.
So, a week from yesterday, take two, and we have a stacked show for the mysteriously named The End.
Which just means the end of Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Yes. NXT's not being canceled, y'all. Everybody calm down.
So, it's the new guy. What's his name?
Andre Cien Almas.
As he takes on the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. Thoughts on the match?
I don't know if I can really have thoughts on the match, because it's, you know, we haven't seen him yet.
We haven't seen the guy yet. No, we haven't. So, I would assume he wins?
Yeah, I would guess he wins.
New guy wins?
Yeah.
Magic 8-Ball, though, says Ty Dillinger wins.
The 8-Ball clearly wants to be a 10.
He's tired of being an 8. He wants to be a 10. The Magic 10-Ball. Now we get into the meat and potatoes. Including sim predictions on this one as well. Because, you know.
He's been busy.
We've been busy. They're all now available at youtube.com/rockradioshow. So let's start with Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Austin Aries, which will probably be a number one contenders match. In all likelihood.
This should be epic. This should be show stealing.
Show stealing is a good word for it. This whole show is full of show stealing matches. If you really think about it top to bottom, they all can steal a show. But this one, this will be the first time we see Shinsuke in a long, extended match since TakeOver Dallas, and they should have one hell of a battle. When Austin Aries knows he's in the ring with a great opponent, the greatest man that ever lived, steps up his game.
Yeah, and they've been trading insults back and forth. Shinsuke has more than made his name for himself in NXT and all over the world. I honestly cannot wait for this match. This is going to be epic. This is seriously going to be epic. Because it's one of those you never thought you would ever see it in WWE type things.
You say that a lot. Yeah, you say that a lot. It's like, never thought I'd see that one.
You sit here and you say that and you go, thanks, Hunter.
Thanks, Hunter. Appreciate it. But yeah, King of Strong Style is going to be awesome. It's going to be a fan. This one's going to be a great, great match. Show-stealing performances should be one of the matches, if not the match at night. All depends on different setups. Give them 20 minutes. Let them just tear the house down. I'm okay with this.
I'm completely fine with this.
That said, who's your winner?
Oh, that's tough. I want to say Shinsuke takes down Aries. Because Shinsuke hasn't suffered a loss yet, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Has Aries?
No, he hasn't.
So the streaks are on the line. I say Shinsuke. I think they're putting him over. I don't think he's ready to lose just yet.
Because I would assume we're going to then head into Shinsuke versus Joe in the mysterious NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I think that's the next direction to go in. Aries may get a title shot beforehand, but I think the direction is Shinsuke versus Joe. I think that's where we're headed. And if those two go collide, oh, doggy. That one will be amazing.
Shinsuke versus Joe is going to be the stiffest damn thing you've ever seen in your life. It will be amazing.
So, I'll go Shinsuke, you go Shinsuke, 8-Ball goes Aries, 2K16 goes Aries.
We're split. Whatever will we do?
We gotta beat the technologies.
We do have to beat the technologies. If the technologies picks better than us, we're screwed.
We are screwed. We then have the NXT Tag Team Championship match. American Alpha taking on the Revival in a rematch from NXT Dallas. These two teams tore it up in Dallas. I can only imagine, since they've been able to work with each other a little bit more since then on house shows, that this match will be even better than the one in Dallas. Because the one in Dallas was really good. They had a couple blown spots, but they made up for it. But I think this one, this should be a really, really good match.
I would agree with that.
Because you got two great teams, two teams that really know how to work. You really can't go wrong in this one.
And they did a lot tonight to add the heat to that match that it needs. And it's the return match, like you said. The Revival's looking to prove something. You know, obviously, Jordan and Gable want to hold on to the titles. I think this could be a very, very, very fun match. I don't think it's going to be epic or show-stealing, but I think it's going to be an incredibly fun match to watch.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun to watch. I say American Alpha retain because they just got the belt. And and here's the thing. I don't think it's time to take the belt off of American Alpha. Revival's talking about they want to be the second time, two-time NXT Tag Team Champions, because you don't usually get a second run with anything. I think the Revival will eventually get a second run, but I don't think it's now.
I think the Revival's on its way up.
Possibly.
So I would say that they get another shot at the titles, American Alpha wins, and then the Revival goes up to the main roster when the brand split occurs.
That's quite possible.
Because I have a funny feeling that that NXT is just going to get raided when the brand split happens.
No, a couple people, but I don't because they still have the tour, so you can't. It's a catch-22. You can't really. You want to pull people up, but you can't pull them all up. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but they can pull double duty for a little while until you establish new people. That's generally what they do. When they call you up, you pull the double duty for a while. And then you wrestle your final match and you go to the main roster.
True. True.
So they may do that when the brand split first happens and phase people off TV slowly.
Could be. So you're going American Alpha?
I'm going American Alpha.
I'm going American Alpha. 8-Ball's going American Alpha. 2K16 went American Alpha. Which, you know what that means? The new NXT Tag Team Champions. The Revival. And then in a really, really good build to this matchup, Nia Jax and Asuka. Nia Jax won the number one contendership in a triple threat match a couple weeks ago, and then they had a good contract signing on NXT last night. This should be a good match. I know there's a lot of criticism over Nia on the internet that she's not as good as some of the other women who've been in NXT, but she's growing as a performer, and with someone like Asuka, Asuka could get a really good match out of her.
Nia is still learning. She's still green.
It's developmental.
It's developmental. They're not moving her up to the main roster yet. Nia has the potential to really be something special in that she's so different from anything on that roster right now, and she stands out in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
You have the potential for her to just be that monster heel character in the Divas division where she's just, who can beat her? You look at her and it's like, who on that roster can beat her? And you have to sit there and wonder about it. So yeah, you know, people are going to criticize either way, but I think Nia Jax has grown as a performer, as you said. I think she's gotten much better and she will continue to grow because they're working with her. Asuka clearly knows what she's doing. She's more than capable of getting them through the match. I think working with her has probably helped Nia Jax. They did a wonderful job with the contract signing, which we talked about earlier. Loved it. My only criticism is Nia missed a chance to put Asuka through the table. Little breach in etiquette there, but, you know, okay, we'll allow it.
Because it probably wasn't, it was a smaller table, so yeah.
Probably wasn't rigged.
Probably wasn't a rigged table, no.
Take note of that, Matt and Jeff Hardy. Oh, Jesus.
No, remember, it's Brother Nero. Brother,
whatever, Sweeney Todd. Whatever.
Brother Nero. Anyway.
Whatever, Sweeney Todd. Because that's what he looks like. Sweeney Todd. But anyway, back to NXT. Asuka knows what she's doing. Asuka can easily get Nia through the match. She will make Nia look like a million bucks.
This could be the sleeper match of the night.
I'm excited for this because it's something we've never seen. It's different. And I want to see the pairing of Asuka and Nia Jax. You know, Asuka, as we know, is a badass, and nobody's ever going to take that away from her. But it's like, you look at Nia Jax, and it's like, oh god, can Asuka beat her? You actually wonder for a second if she can.
Just like we thought with Bayley, can not Bayley do it? Bayley was able to beat Nia, but that was months ago. Nia's improved a lot since then, and she's more vicious now than she was back then. She broke Bayley, as she said, on NXT. So, yeah, this should be a good match. People will probably write this off as just another match, but this could surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun little match to watch, because they're going to go for it. Don't think that they're not going to.
And then we have predictions. Who you got?
I think it's still a little early to put it on Nia or anybody else. I say it stays with Asuka.
I say Asuka as well. 8-Ball says Asuka. 2K16 says Nia Jax. Now this takes us to our main event. Inside the Steel Cage of Doom. Finn Balor challenges Samoa Joe for the NXT Championship. The end.
This should be beyond fun.
No referee stoppages. Please, no referee stoppages. Because that would be awkward trying to get a referee into the cage to stop the blood.
Yeah, just let it go.
Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Because these two will have one hell of a match. And I already can see Finn Balor jumping off the top of the cage.
Twice.
Twice?
I say twice.
He's going to do two big moves off the top? Okay. Yep. I was figuring
because it's
one.
Finn Balor.
It is Finn Balor. And it's probably his last big NXT match. So yeah. This should be a great match. I can't wait for it. In a steel cage. Probably going to end in pinfall. I don't expect an escape the cage type thing. Could be wrong.
It's too personal for that. I mean, and plus I hate that they get to just escape the cage. Like, you know, you're getting a beating of your life and all you have to do to win is walk out the door. Wait a minute. Because, you know, it's like, and that's my one problem, which I've stated many times on the show, is I wish the referees didn't hold the door. It's like, if you want to escape, walk over the side or go over the side. Don't walk through the door because that's so lazy. Especially when the ref's going to open it for you and help you get out. Like back in the day, it's like, if you wanted to go out the door, you had to get the chain off the door. They used to lock that thing.
Yeah.
And now they don't. So it's just like, it's just the little differences. But yeah, this should be hard-hitting, aggressive, and a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
That says, who wins?
Joe.
8-Ball says, Joe. Video Game says, Finn.
Damn it, Video Game.
Now, those are the matches. There's one other thing we needed to address. Someone's tired of waiting. Tick, tick, tick. Someone's tired of waiting. Will the It Factor show up at TakeOver?
Well, I definitely think TakeOver could use some It Factor. When does the points thingy start?
It's Monday.
Okay, so TakeOver doesn't count?
TakeOver counts.
Oh, TakeOver counts?
Because Monday, it starts this Monday. TakeOver is next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
That's why we did it this way. TakeOver starts. TakeOver counts with it. So Bobby Roode, the It Factor, could show up on next Wednesday at TakeOver. Or at the very least, at the tapings next week. Bobby Roode's coming. Y'all, he's coming. But I think he shows up at TakeOver.
I would agree. He's the surprise. I would not be shocked if he gets involved in either the title match. Or, you know, honestly, I kind of want to see the reunion of Bobby Roode and Austin Aries.
That wouldn't be bad as well. He could help Aries beat Shinsuke.
He could.
It's possible.
But it's entirely possible.
But I see Bobby Roode making his WWE debut officially at TakeOver or at the TV tapings next week.
I can see that. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, so we'll have a pick sheet up on the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you would like to join in on the NXT Pick'em fun. But with that, I say we're done for the evening.
I say we're done too, so, well, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
I do have stuff to plug. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We are going to go to the CB Radio vault because somebody here sent me an article and it reminded me of a moment from CB Radio past. So we're going to dig into the CB Radio vault and tell the story this Saturday night, midnight edition. Hopefully the Godfather Extreme Rob Parks returns. Hashtag Blame Rob when Celebrity Dies. At CB Radio Laugh on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Omega, and Heartbreak Mike covering the week in pro wrestling. At WTR Sunday on Facebook, Twitter. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com and go for the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment. Monday night, it's Rob Post Show. When Bray Wyatt returns, so the Bray Wyatt Post Show this Monday, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here.
Come listen to Lindsay lose her mind on air.
Pretty much live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack, recapping NXT Takeover and more. It's Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show to check out all the WWE 2K16 Sims for NXT Takeover. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors. Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week for our Takeover Fallout special. Till then, night.